Bye. Welcome to Radio Blast, dear brethren. Thank you for joining us for today's message with Brother Joseph. How are you?
Fine, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too. Well, I would like to ask you some questions about things that are happening around the world, because we hear so many rumors of wars and conflicts, turmoil, civil wars, and that's just one of the signs that Jesus gave in Matthew 24 to his disciples. So that means we are really in the end time. So can you tell us, please, Brother Joseph, what's happening around the world prophetically? Because I know you're always there like a watchman with your binoculars studying the world events with the Bible in your hand to see prophetically what's being fulfilled and how close are we to the rising of the Antichrist. So I would like to start by asking you, in Israel, we heard that three teenagers have been kidnapped and the Israeli troops are invading Palestinian territories in search for them. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it's happening that Israel is reacting, sending soldiers into the Palestinian territory, and basically they are arresting a lot of hundreds of Hamas and Palestinians, all the ones that stand up and oppose the existence of the State of Israel, who proclaim that Israel should not be there, should be wiped off from the map. In other words, they would like to make a genocide, kill them all. Okay, like it's almost like we didn't have enough with Hitler and the Nazi. Well, the thing is that in internet there is a lot of messages about Israel. Okay, they put Israel together alongside with the Zionists, with the world bankers.
But isn't that right?
Yes and no. Like you see, there are at least three Israels. They're not just one Israel.
Three Israels.
Yeah. We have talked about this in the past. There are at least three Israels. Like one is us, the Christians.
Okay, that's
spiritual
spiritually.
Israel, like it says in Romans chapter 2 and Romans chapter 9, we are spiritual Israel.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then there is the Israel, the political, the physical, the material Israel, the Middle East, the nation of Israel. Okay. And then there is another Israel, there is the Zionist Israel, which are the real bankers, the real guys who really own and lead the financial world. They possess the banks, through the banks they possess the media, through the media they possess the politicians of the world, the Western world. Mm-hmm. So there are three Israels. So to accuse a physical Israel, persecuted by the terrorists, that they are the Zionists oppressing the world, well, that's not correct. Because if you really search a little bit the news, you go around, you see that even in Israel, all right, there are manifestations by the Jews against Zionism. They're saying that true Judaism, true Israel, is not the modern Zionism. So the modern international banking, okay, which there is so much publicity against, people hate Israel because they think they're the Zionists. Well, yes and no. The Zionists are infiltrated in Israel, just like you go to a Christian church and there are some Satanists, there are some false pastors, gospel of prosperity preachers infiltrated, infesting the Christian body. That doesn't mean that the whole Christians, everybody is like that.
Basically persecuting all the Italians because of mafia, which is just one little group.
Or persecuting all the Americans because of what Bush did. They started the war around, etc.
All right, so you're saying that the Zionists are just a small part and the real Israelites have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, these guys are very little. They're just on the bank and they are the black suckers. They are the guys. They are the ones who run IMF. The strangler in the world financial, these are the Zionists. They are Jew. But of course, the bankers, of course, they're not only Jews. They're just very much Jews.
How are the Israelites reacting to this kidnapping?
Well, they're invading the Palestinian territories, arresting hundreds of Hamas. And Hamas, in a way, they deserve it because all they do is they just preach hate and destruction and kill every Israelite. They've been preaching about kidnap the Jews. We'll swap them for the Palestinians which are in prison.
Yeah.
Now, as a Christian, of course, I'm against all this violence. Like a person, I think the Israelis could have done a better job of showing love to the Palestinians, helping the Palestinians, instead of just making war against the Palestinians, of course. But it's understandable that these guys are not Christian. At the same time, the Arabs and the Muslims are reacting the same way, by killing and destroying and throwing bombs, etc. So it's not that the Muslims, especially the terrorists, are much better than the Jews. So they're kind of both fighting in the flesh. But the thing is that Israel is not preaching we need to erase from the map the Muslim countries. But these terrorists and a lot of Muslim countries are preaching that, yes, they should wipe off the map Israel. So, as you see, there is an imbalance here. Israel has now invaded the Palestinian territories.
So they're acting with violence to violence.
Yeah, it's like that's the way the world goes. Of course, if we go with a measuring stick of the gospel, that's wrong. But these guys are Jews, they're not Christians.
Yeah, but I'm thinking even if you give love to the Palestinians and to the Muslims and you keep giving love and giving love while they keep killing your people, it's not that you get anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of those guys are not going to be happy until they destroy the last Jew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a continuation of the Nazism, really. Because some people just hate the Jews. But we see at the end of the Bible, the Battle of Armageddon, the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, God will stand up and defend Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the Israel that will convert to Christ. Because a lot of these Jews in Israel will convert to Christ. So because of that, God is honoring Israel and protecting it. It's a miracle how Israel has been continuing until today, has been able to stand today against such opposition. If you look on the map, Israel is a microscopic little
yes.
piece of land.
It is.
And there is a gigantic, 200 times more of the size of Israel, all the way to Indonesia, and all the way from Indonesia in the east until Morocco and to the west. I mean, boy, it's like, I don't know, I never measured it, but it's hundreds of times the size of Israel. Half of the world, maybe a quarter of the world. There's so much. But it's miraculous how those guys, they're as big as a postage stamp, and they're still there. They are there, nobody can put them down. And in fact, Israel is one of the most peaceful places in the world because they keep it down. They keep the terrorists down. They don't allow terrorists to do what they want.
How can they keep it down? How do they keep it
down? Well, through violence, through the soldiers. Just like they're doing now, they're invading the Palestinian territory because they want to liberate three kidnapped. Look what's happening in Nigeria. They kidnapped 300 schoolgirls, and they don't know what to do. The Boko Haram, they go around, they drive with through villages on motorbikes, machine gunning people walking down the streets and killing hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
They just drive into a town, into a village with a car or machine guns, and they kill everybody in the streets. I mean, they kill 50s and hundreds every day, those guys. And what's Nigeria doing? Nothing. Nothing.
So you're saying that
Nigeria is a Christian government, and they're trying to be Christians with these terrorists. These terrorists, you cannot be Christian. You have to send soldiers. Okay, if we were trying to be Christian with Hitler, now we'd be like a Nazi world. Okay, so you can be Christians, you can give forgiveness and love to the ones who receive love and forgiveness.
Yes.
But if you give love and forgiveness, they're yeah, by killing your children and kidnapping your girls and your students, then you need to send the soldiers, and well, if worse comes to worse, you have to kill them.
Yeah.
In the Old Testament, that's what God was doing. I mean, the people were sacrificing children, worshiping the devil, and wanted to destroy Israel, well, God destroyed them.
Yes, but you don't think Israel is overreacting by trying to... Okay, reacting with violence to what happened. They lost three teenagers. But by them reacting with so much violence, they kill even more Palestinians in the process, and they wound others, they arrest too many. You don't think it's overreacting?
They've been killing some Palestinians. No, not many. So far, not so many. I hope they won't kill any more. But the thing is that these Palestinians they kill, they go there, throw stones. They fight them by throwing stones and things.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, when a group of soldiers come with machine guns, you don't go throw stones. You just respect. Understand? Like any time an army marches in with weapons, you don't throw stones.
Mm-hmm.
Because the soldiers might get nervous and kill you.
Okay.
Of course, if you go with a Christian measuring stick, okay, you should forgive your enemy, but just a second. We're not living in an ideal, idyllic world where everybody loves one another and we can give the love of Jesus to everyone. You cannot give the love of Jesus to people who throw stones to your head. Okay, so those guys are shooting. They mostly wounded people in the legs and stuff, but sometimes some bullet goes in the wrong place and kills them.
Yeah.
Now, is it justifiable? Well, it's a terrible world. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
There is violence. But I tell you, if I see somebody, a group of soldiers coming into my town, machine guns, I don't go throw stones, like saying...
You provoke them.
I provoke and say, hey, you don't do that.
Yes.
Okay? So that's stupid to go throw stones to... There's an army of soldiers with machine guns. They came to look for three guys that get kidnapped. You need to just, if anything, should cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now there is a division between Hamas and the Palestinian Authority. Okay, that the Palestinians are arguing among themselves about they want to find these three the district kidnapped, because
that's good.
They are arresting hundreds of Palestinians in the process. So it's like, what can Israel do? I mean, if they wouldn't do this, tomorrow they will kidnap six, and the next day
yes.
they will kidnap 20.
Yes,
okay,
true.
And then the next day would end up like in Nigeria. They kidnapped 300 at the time. And then they will go around with machine guns and shooting people in the streets. So Israel has to overreact a little bit. You understand? It's like, if they wouldn't do this, the Palestinians would not learn the lesson. We are dealing here with Muslims, okay, who believe that killing the enemy, they go to heaven. With the right virgin waiting for them and rivers of wine just by killing
yeah.
the enemies. So this is the kind of people we're dealing with. It's not that you can reason with these guys.
I understand.
So the only way to deal with them is to send the soldiers in and say, listen, you kidnap our people, we're going to come to your place. And right now they're searching door to door looking for these guys. And in the process, they're discovering illegal weapons, they're discovering the terrorist leaders they were looking for. They arrested, I don't know how many hundreds, but a few hundreds.
Wow.
And now the Palestinians are freaking out. That was a wrong move. Very wrong. So, see, the Israeli are teaching them a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you kidnap our people, you're going to be sorry. Very sorry.
Okay.
Because we're going to use the opportunity to arrest all the people normally we couldn't.
Okay, so by overreacting like this, by making such a big deal, actually they get good results. Because
yeah.
Palestinians will slow down with their terrorism.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's very good. Yeah, of course, better would be the love of Jesus and everybody Christ, everybody loving. Okay, that's going to be in heaven. But right now, with this bunch of weirdos going around, especially people like this Muslim terrorist who want to kill every Jew. But didn't we have enough of Hitler want to kill all the Jews? Now we have to kill again.
Yeah.
So I don't think we should kill every Jew, every Muslim, or every nobody. We should just try to coexist and cooperate. So what I'm saying, the main point I want to make here, is like Israel is teaching the whole world how to deal with terrorism. And these people in Nigeria and Kenya and everywhere, they should go to Israel and take notes. Okay, the president of this country, that they're pulling their hair and they don't know what to do with these terrorists, their own soldiers are afraid to go fight them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right? So they should go to Israel and take notes. Please teach us how you guys do. You know, in comparison, Israel is a very peaceful country. The Muslims are scared to death to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because those guys overreact. You know, you kidnap three kids, we put in prison 100.
Wow.
In fact, to 300 right now.
Yeah.
And they're arresting all the leaders of Hamas, Israel enemy number one, the most terroristic organization. Okay. And with excuse of this, of course, they are overreacting a little. But what are you going to do?
Yes,
the Israelis, they don't go around kidnapping the Muslims. They were just living peacefully, all right? And Israel exists because it was announced and it was granted by the UN that the State of Israel could exist in 1948.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not some kind of an illegal state.
Yes.
I mean, after the persecution of Hitler, they allowed Israel to exist, which is right. But by the way, there are prophecies that Israel will come into existence in the end time to prepare for the return of Jesus at the rapture. Okay, so if this country, instead of crying tears good for nothing, like in Nigeria and other country, about the terrorists, they would just train the soldiers like the Israeli do. This guy, they wouldn't go around killing civilians in the street, machine gunning. You know, there's Boko Haram demon-possessed guys in Nigeria. They locked up 500 Christians in a church, closed the doors and set fire and burned the life of 500 Christians. Anybody who came out with machine gun.
Hmm.
These guys are demons in the flesh. And under the cloak of religion, these guys are demon-possessed. What are the Christians' authority like in Nigeria? What do they do? Nothing.
Hmm.
They are scared to death. They are shaking in their boots. They should just arm their soldiers. At least the soldiers. Either you guys go and fight or get out of the army. You're just getting a salary. You take off your uniform, okay, and get out of the army. That's if you're a bunch of cowards. That's what Gideon did. Anybody who's afraid, you see in Judges chapter 6, anybody who's afraid, they go back home. Okay, and he sent back home all the cowards. Amen?
Amen.
So, conclusion, Nigeria, we should do what Israel is doing, because Israel is teaching the whole world how to deal with terrorists. I expect these Palestinians terrorists to cough up these three students very soon, because
mm-hmm.
they are seeing that they are reaping what they didn't want. Like they sow the wind, they're reaping the whirlwind.
Mm-hmm.
Like I expect soon these three students to appear, you know, maybe casually, maybe in the middle of the road, in the middle of a desert, all right? Because they realize that it doesn't work with Israel. In Israel, it doesn't work. Those guys are tough. They're not namby-pamby, sleepy, water-in-the-vein Nigerians. They are the enemies are coming. Forget it. Go fight. Are you a soldier? Go fight and die for your country if you're a soldier. All right? So I expect those Palestinians to cough up, to bring them up and quick, those students. I expect it. It doesn't have to be, but that's what I think. Mm-hmm. And, that will confirm what I'm saying, that the strategy with the tough people is to get tougher. Mm-hmm. All right? That's what the police does. Police says, you steal, we'll get you. You kill, we'll get you. Mm-hmm. Okay? So you go to jail, or in some country, they even execute you. So like the repression against crime is the best prevention against crime. It's not just sermons. Okay, the forgiveness of Jesus is okay if people receive it. See, in 1 Timothy 1:9, it says that the law is made for the sinners. In other words, you can be a Christian, but if you break the law, you go around stealing and killing, well, my dear, Jesus said in Matthew 5, you'll go to jail. Are you not going to come out of jail before you pay the last thing? See, Jesus does not forgive people who haven't repented. Understand? Like, he offered the salvation to the people who are lost, who are not repented. But if at the end of the story they don't repent, they end up in hell. Amen?
Amen.
So,
yes.
Praise the Lord. Let's pray that these three students come back. But that's just a little thing. There are millions of people suffering and being threatened. Thousands of Christians being threatened, tortured, imprisoned, and killed in many countries. Amen. Just Israel is setting up an example how you deal with the devil. How you deal with terrorism. You terrorize them. Hmm. You terrorize them that terrorize you. You overpower them who try to overpower you. You fight them who fight you. You fight them who want to kill you, and even kill them if you have to, in the process of defending yourself.
What about, I wanted to ask you, what can you tell us about Kenya? They are urging the people in Kenya to watch the World Cup football games at home, not to go out.
Yeah, because they've been throwing bombs, like in Nigeria. I think it was Nigeria. People were watching the football game all together, and they just threw a bomb and killed a bunch of people.
Against terrorism.
Against the demon-possessed terrorists, yeah. Hmm. They think they're going to go to heaven waiting for Allah to give them rivers of wine, but just by killing. They're going to be surprised. They're going to find the devil instead of Allah. Hmm. Poor guys. Well, here it shows what's going to happen in the end time, you see.
What do you mean?
Well, it means that these guys are getting all together to watch a football game. That's an easy target for the terrorists. It's not time to watch a football game. It's time to go up to arms, train, and fight the terrorists. What are you wasting time with these stupid games? It's not time to play football games. It's time to go. I mean, they're kidnapping your children. They're killing your family. You go watch a football game. That's stupid. Hmm. I mean, you should just get out of that. And so they're reaping what they sow. I mean, they're getting bombs on the head. Instead of football scoring, they're getting bomb scoring. They're getting killed. So in Kenya, they said they don't watch football game together. Watch it in the house. I would say don't even watch in the house. Go on the attack. It's an example of what's going to happen in the end time. See, in the end time, just like here, they cannot watch a football game altogether. So in the end time, you cannot go to church altogether. Hmm. So just like these guys have to watch a football game in the house, in the end time, you have to worship God in the house. And this end time is now.
Amen.
So I've been preaching for years, get out of this religious building, dead buildings.
Yes.
And go worship God in your house, in the woods, under a tree, in a park. And change continually so the devil doesn't know, and he cannot send these zombies to throw bombs to your churches.
Hmm.
See, these public meetings are going to be completely good for nothing soon. The time to learn is now. And Christianity is criminally too late. The mercenary pastors are not teaching the sheep to follow the blueprint of the Bible when they used to meet in their houses under the Roman persecution.
Yes.
They still teach this stereotype style of Christianity meet in churches every Sunday morning. This is good for nothing.
And they will become targets like that.
They become targets, but they will learn the lesson. See, the Christians, I know many Christians, in fact, that they cannot worship God except in a church. Yeah, these pastors need to wake up and just forget for a moment about collecting money and teach the people to meet in their houses.
Amen.
Teach them to hear from God.
Amen.
Teach them to read the Bible and understand it. Teach them to live for Christ without the pastor. Why? Because there won't be any pastor very soon. Soon the true pastors are going to go underground, and the false pastor, they receive the mark of the beast. Like this John MacArthur in America, for example.
Mm-hmm.
There is this false prophet, John MacArthur, is preaching, go ahead and take the mark of the beast. May God deal with this guy if he doesn't repent. He's leading the whole Calvinistic congregation astray. We receive reports from brethren who are in touch with the Calvinists, and they are preaching in the congregation that it's okay, go ahead.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with the microchip. But this guy is saying, he's not even saying microchip, he's saying mark of the beast, take it, it's okay, you repent whenever you want.
Hmm.
I tell you, if you take the mark of the beast, you cannot repent anymore.
Wow.
So anyway, the point is this, just like the Kenyans are urged to watch the football World Cup, like in the houses, not in public places. So the time is coming, the time has come that we can need to stop worshiping God in public places, but start doing it in our own house.
In private, in secret.
Do it when you don't need it. So when you do need it, you'll be prepared.
Amen, amen. What about in Asia? We heard that many countries are asking Japan for apologies for enslaving women for sexual purposes during World War II.
Yeah, isn't it terrible how when the army move in, the first thing they do, they rape the women. You know, this...
After all these years now, they are coming up with apologies.
Yeah, you see now the Muslims, when they take over an area, the first thing they do, they rape the Christians, they rape the women. I mean, these guys are so animalistic. It's amazing. They have no principle.
Hmm.
And everything in the name of Allah, in the name of... But this was in the name of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So, this shows again that they are able to ask apologies from Japan because Japan lost the war. See, it's a confirmation that as long as a nation wins the war, it's like nobody can
finds
say
out.
Anything.
Nobody and finds out what happened.
Everything they do was right.
Yeah.
Like if it would have been Hitler to drop a couple of atomic bombs on New York and London, it's, oh, what a monster. Ooh, monster. He killed the women, children, pregnant women, people at the hospital. Monster! He dropped an atomic bomb on London. So the Americans dropped it on Japan. And the Americans are still glory, glory. America shortened the war by dropping atomic bombs because he won the war. If he would have lost the war, they would have been the villains, the criminals, and they would have been... tried after World War II as criminals.
Yeah.
It shows that it's only after a certain country loses the war that you find out the truth. See, now the Americans, they're able to have the Guantanamo, it's a concentration camps in Cuba, which are just like a kind of Auschwitz situation, because they are still so-called winning here and there. They're winning on, they're not winning, they're really losing.
Hmm.
But as soon as America will lose, which won't be long, they're going to be the villains who were taking advantage of, like, cruelly torturing their enemies in Guantanamo. You understand?
Yes.
So what I'm saying is, as long as a nation wins, everything is fine. You can drop atomic bombs. You can. The American Iraq, they're famous for torturing people, abusing homosexually, even homosexual abusing of the Iraqi prisoners.
Yes.
They were going with the electric cable on the genitals and torturing the prisoners. This American civilized democratics. You can see how without Jesus Christ, there is no democracy, there is no rule of law. They're just people who are
cruel,
lost, unregenerated, non-born again, with no principle. It doesn't matter they fight in the name of a Nazi swastika or in the name of an American flag or whatever flag. Understand?
Yes, that's amazing. Now, we also heard about America that they're actually imposing sanctions on Uganda because Uganda has anti-homosexual laws. How can you do that?
Well, listen, personally, I think they stretch a bit, they stretch with these anti-homosexual laws, they actually put them in jail, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, even if they don't commit any crime, just if they're homosexual, I think they're stretched. See, in Uganda, they are, what happens, they are some Muslims, some Christians. So I guess these Christian guys, they, I believe they're Christians who made the law. Anyway, I didn't check. But I know they are both religion over there. They try to please the Muslim who would like to kill the homosexual. I think they're stretching it.
Uh-huh.
I prefer to convert them and win them to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they stretch a little, but nevertheless, I agree with the principle. Like, I don't know if I would put homosexuality against the law. It's already against God's law. If this guy don't repent, already they're going to hell. But as long as they don't bother anybody, they don't go around doing pedophile act and everything, I'll leave them alone. As long as they don't do anything too weird. But, you know, in Uganda, they put them in jail. I think that's a bit stretching it. I would put in jail the people who break the law with true homosexual perversions. But the point here is like the U.S. is putting sanctions against Uganda because of their anti-homosexual attitude, but they're doing nothing in countries where the Christians have been killed.
Hmm.
Oh my goodness, in Arabia, the Christians, they can't even read the Bible.
It's true. So they're defending homosexuals, but they don't
defend. Yeah, they defend the homosexuals and the perverts, which for us are perverts.
Yeah.
The homosexual for us and for God are perverts,
yes,
according to the Bible, read Romans chapter 1. Yes. Nevertheless, we love them. Like, it's not that we hate the homosexual. We love the homosexual. We hate homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
But the homosexual we love. We would love to bring them to Jesus.
Amen.
They don't want to? Well, that's the business.
Amen.
Then I guess they'll have to wait until they die to figure out if hell is real or not.
Hmm.
All right. So, in other words, they're not putting sanctions on places like Pakistan, Indonesia, and Arabia, and etc. because of persecuting, bothering, torturing, imprisoning, killing Christians.
Yes.
But they put them on these guys because they're against homosexuality.
I mean, so basically they don't have a balance in human rights.
No, it's like Bill Clinton, he was the first president who ran for office in the name of homosexuality.
Really?
And that was when America, that was the last drop that really made the bucket overflow. See, now America is completely in the side of Sodom and Gomorrah. Homosexuality, if you go through history, is the last drop that makes God destroy a place.
It's true.
Pompeii near Napoli, Italy, was destroyed because of homosexuality.
Hmm.
In fact, you can see now still the human form. The human form is under the lava, the debris. There's no body inside, but there used to be a body. Now there's just lava, exactly like a human body. You can go see these photos about Pompeii. You see homosexual. Homosexual, man with man into the homosexual act under the lava.
Amazing.
Okay. And they had the vases, you know, the flower containers,
yeah,
with the paintings of people having sex with animals.
Yeah.
You know, it completely perverted. So it's like the devil, the god of this world, the Satan, is very much blessing the homosexual drive, move, because you cannot push homosexuality and be a Christian. You cannot advocate homosexuality and believe in Jesus. Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Some people deceive themselves, calling themselves on the side of homosexuality and Christian, but that's just wrong. They're just false Christians. Do you understand that? So
yes.
Just show the hypocrisy of America putting sanction on Uganda because they are against homosexuality, but doing nothing on a bunch of countries like Saudi Arabia. You can't even read the Bible. If you read the Bible, you go to jail. They torture you.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes. What about Iraq? We heard that this last week there has been a lot of turmoil and civil war going on over there.
Yeah. Yeah, really. It's like it's a never-ending saga here. Look, in a newspaper article, and I think it was the Z News, India.com, read. There was an article came, Live Iraq, Fear ISIS, Jihadists, etc. And the U.S. Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, she came on the newspaper, and she said that she regrets that the U.S. invaded Iraq in March 2003.
Hmm.
I mean, that was invasion by President Bush, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think her husband, Clinton, got out of office, if I'm not wrong, 2002. Okay, and then Bush was for 8 years. So 2003, Bush invades Iraq, and now Clinton, who was trying to be the next president, Hillary Clinton, the wife, she's telling the world that actually was a mistake. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you very much. You destroyed a country. You killed millions of people. You tortured a whole bunch. You created the terrorism, because terrorism in Syria and Iraq is it was provoked by Americans. The CIA was like seeking like the Shia against the Sunni. I believe it was the CIA who was planting bombs in the Shia and the opposing Sunni mosque. And soon they start killing each other. But I'm not alone. I think a lot of other people think that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of places. So the CIA really put the Sunni, who are the minority in Iraq, against the Shia, which are the majority in Iraq, and they're hating and killing each other. Now the rebels in Iraq are Sunni, which was the same religion, Muslim religion of Saddam Hussein. And they want to go back and take power over Iraq.
Yes.
Because the Shia president, the puppet of America, was completely on the side of the Shia against the Sunni, that created division, which now there is war. So anyway, the point is they are regretting that they invaded Iraq. I mean, how terrible.
They regret it, but it's too late.
No, you go there, you kill millions of people, of starvation, lack of medicine, etc. And then you say, so I guess that was a strategical mistake.
Wow.
I mean, the truth is that since America threw God out of the school and threw God out of every square and the Ten Commandments, etc., that was the big, especially in the 60s. Okay, since the 60s, America lost the anointing of God and they joined the devil's side. They haven't been able to win one war. They haven't fought one war, which has been godly. Every war has been fought for the wrong reason, and they've lost everyone because they lost the blessing of God. You understand?
Yes.
So America right now is just lost. They think they can do without God. It reminds me Israel of old. Didn't need God. There are so many idols. Why did they need God? So God allowed them to be destroyed hundreds of times in the book of Judges, you see. And then completely by Assyria, Babylon, and Rome, totally destroyed until 1948. For this very reason, they thought they could do without God. And if you notice, the Israel came back in 1948, now they went back to God. A minority, I'm saying.
Well, it's not that America learned anything from history and from its mistakes, because you were sharing with us in the mission that just a few days ago, America again sent planes to Iraq. So it's not that they learned anything and they regret anything. How do you think all these things will end? How far will they go and what's going to happen?
Well, here is the good news. Here will the good news come in.
Which good news?
Jesus will come back soon, but first the Antichrist is coming. First, you have to go through a little bit more hell before heaven begins. We have to go through the tribulation and the Antichrist and the mark of the beast. We'll have to hide. And I strongly urge the brethren immediately, as soon as possible, sell everything and move to wherever place the Holy Spirit shows you. And if you don't know where to go, just, get on your knees, the Holy Spirit will show you. I think we have some recording telling you what country to go, what country
yes.
not to go. Kind of little overall, nothing infallible. Okay, we ourselves moved out from the selfish West where everything is becoming more and more weird every day. And we are here in South America. It's like a big, big difference, very relaxing. We can work it. We can witness. We can catch our breath. Praise God. So
Amen.
Jesus is coming back, and it's going to be the happy ending. So it's going to be the tribulation, then Armageddon, and that's it, the rapture. After the tribulation, the rapture, we go to heaven, and it's going to be the happy ending. Praise God. So in
Amen.
The meanwhile, keep the faith, fight the devil. Preach the gospel, love the Lord, love your family, love Jesus, honor
Amen.
The Lord,
Amen.
Please the Lord, serve the Lord,
Amen.
And witness and evangelize and reach the sheep. Don't go to sleep. Get out of the dead churches. Find the true church in your area. So, very rare to find. It's easy to find some true brethren. With some true brethren, okay, even two are enough, you can make a church. Then ask the Lord where you should go. Go to a place you can survive.
Thank
See
God.
If you need to get out of your country. You don't need much.
Amen.
With a very little, you can get out. In the third world, it's very easy to get a job. There's not the crisis like they have in the West. There's jobs everywhere here. Find a little job, sell fruit and veggie, and that's it. That's my good
Amen.
News.
Amen.
Amen. I love you. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Joseph. And thank you, brethren, for joining us today. God bless you all. As Brother Joseph says, stay strong. Because before it's going to get better, it's going to get worse. But with Jesus, we can be overcomers.
Amen. The light is coming after the tunnel. But the tunnel is not finished yet. We're going to bump into Antichrist, the mark of the beast, the tribulation, but we will make it. Just make sure you are in the right place.
Amen.
Because if you're in the wrong place, you will suffer unnecessarily. Amen. Look at Revelation chapter 9 if you want to know what I mean. God bless you.
God bless, you.
Amen. Amen.
Bow their heads in silence.